Everybody, welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast.
The podcast.
Yes, welcome back. This is a podcast where we do our best to talk about movies. Seriously,
and try we're not to very sound good like it, we're talking.
I'm kind of stupid. Jonathan's a movie buff. I just like popcorn. That's just a couple announcements. If you want to give opinions on movies that we're going to talk about, we post them on Letterboxd a week before we post our review for that movie. So if you leave comments there, we would talk about it. If anybody wants to do that. And also, we post our podcast on YouTube. If you're watching it on YouTube, hello, subscribe. Thanks for watching. If you're not, you can also just listen to us on literally every podcast platform. So that's super fun. And finally, Jonathan, would you like to mention the spoiler alert?
Yes, there is massive spoiler alerts for this movie. If you have not seen this movie, steer clear of this.
Steer clear. Go away. I don't want to see your face. Go watch one of our other ones. Go watch another review movie you've already seen. Unless you want to get it spoiled, because we're going to spoil it.
So, go seek revenge.
Yes, go seek revenge.
Kill Fjolnir.
No, you're giving spoilers.
I think they got it by now.
Okay, Jonathan, do you want to give us a synopsis of what this movie was and what it was? Because I haven't even said the movie yet, actually.
That's true. The movie is The Northman, directed by Robert Eggers. Synopsis as of, or per Letterboxd, Prince Amleth is on the verge of becoming man. Becoming a man when his father is brutally...
Becoming man.
I become man. When his father is brutally murdered by his uncle. 2 decades later, he goes back for revenge. This movie stars Alexander Skarsgård, Anya Taylor-Joy, Ethan Hawke, Nicole Kidman, Willem Dafoe, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, Claes Bang.
Like last I don't name, know Bang, how, no. I don't even know what character was that?
He's Fjolnir.
Oh, Fjolnir.
Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking that he was the guy from Game of Thrones who played the uncle who just never died up beyond the wall.
Oh, Uncle Benjen?
I imagined him being Benjen really? The whole time. He was just Benjen to me.
I never like, would have thought that.
That's what it was. Okay, so that is a synopsis. Basically Viking movie. Moving on. What is your rating?
First time I saw this, 4.5. I love this movie.
4.5. Well, what about this time? When did you see it the first time?
First time was back in March when it first came out.
Oh, it came out this past March?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was like a year ago.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah. I didn't know that was so long ago. Oh my gosh. Well, we are behind on this review. I guess The Lighthouse came out a long time ago too, though.
That was 2019, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wowzers. Okay.
I saw this by myself in a movie theater.
In college? And...
yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
March of 2022 was our senior spring.
It was our spring semester.
Senior spring, you saw it alone. Aww.
And yeah, nobody else was in the theater. And
oh my God, I love
it
that. That's the best way to see a movie.
Experience.
I love it when there's no one in the theater because you can just talk, like actually talk. My sister and I have gotten up and danced in theaters when it was just my family because why not? It's just you guys. I wonder if they have like security cameras in there and they're like these crazy hoes.
Crazy. What are these people doing?
Crazy hoes. But that is literally the best time in a movie. I love it.
I'd probably, this time around, probably 4.
Why did you lower it?
Actually, I don't know. I'm back and forth on it. I'm always
so
this
indecisive.
Way.
Oh my goodness.
Right really? Now, it's like my number 3 of the year of 2022.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many movies did you watch in 2022?
So that came out in 2022. I have watched 54.
54?
Some action.
The movies that came... Oh, movies... Oh, so that was ranking high in your movies that came out in 2022.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, every movie you saw in 2022.
Oh, no, no, no.
So how many movies in total? Jonathan, he... So another thing about Letterboxd, like, you can track all the movies that you watch and rate them. So Jonathan, and I think everybody in my family does this, and a lot of your friends do this. They will literally track every single movie that they watch and leave a review, and then they can see what their friends say about it and everything. But I never end up doing it. And, I mean, now we're at a point in our relationship that we live together. So, like, every movie that I do watch, you log.
Yes.
So, like, basically I have a log of every movie I've seen because we never have time to watch movies without each other.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to watch a movie, which is a sacrifice you have to make in a relationship, is if we're going to watch a movie, we both have to agree on it now.
Yeah.
But it's good for you with the podcast because I'm more likely to agree to movies like this, which I would never have watched before.
So you never would have watched this.
I would never have watched it before. But now that I get to talk about it and complain about it and my opinion's going to be heard and validated, I'll talk about it.
Maybe not validated. Anyways, I watched 239 movies this year.
Anyways, back to the important information.
Which is like
239?
Which is 110 less than last year.
How many did you watch last year? He's looking it up.
Processing.
He literally, I saw the sparkle in his eyes. He's so excited to look it up.
343.
Jonathan, that's almost one a day.
I know.
How
I
many?
was
I mean,
really
obviously you
impressive.
couldn't watch. Really impressive. Okay, just that's like 600 hours of your life if you approximate. Okay, how many movies was it?
343.
343. So 343,
It
assuming
was
approximating 2 hours for each movie.
averaging 6.6 movies a week, 28.6 per month.
Wow, you are nothing but consistent.
I know.
Let's see how many days of the year you spend doing it. So if it's 686 hours, approximating that, it was 2 hour long movies every time. Some are longer, some are shorter, obviously.
Fair to assume.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assumption. Divided by 24. You watched. You spent 28 and a half days of 2021 watching movies.
Wouldn't take any of it back.
Oh my gosh, Jonathan, it's a whole month.
And this is
That's an entire month.
low.
But
There
you
were
know
some people
what?
who watched 700 movies in like 2021.
I do want to say, though,
That's crazy.
Jonathan's main hobby is movies and cinema and news. I mean, think about it. If you say my main hobby, I spent an entire month of a year doing, that's actually kind of legit. Like, it doesn't sound lazy. Like, if you say he spent a month of his year watching movies, but if you say, like, your main hobby, you spent an entire month of a year, it's kind of like, yeah,
That's a good point.
legitness.
I like that.
You're welcome for validating your
Yes.
habits.
Maybe I'll validate your opinions this time.
We'll see if I deserve it, of course.
We'll see.
Okay. So I would give it a solid 3 stars
Solid three.
because, okay, I think that's generous because
I think it's
I have a
generous
two
too.
written in my notes, but I'm giving it a 3 because I wasn't as bored as I thought I was going to be, and I think it was because of Anya and Nicole.
Yeah, that's true. That makes
My
sense.
queens are in this movie, and they were fantastic. They were fantastic.
Nicole Kidman was
They are two of my
so
favorite
good.
actresses. She's so good. Did you watched The Princess of Monaco with me, right?
Excuse me.
The Princess of Monaco. I was watching The Princess of Monaco. Here,
The Princess
please
of
do better holding your
Monaco.
microphone. Okay, so The Princess of Monaco is a movie that Nicole Kidman is in, and she's playing, I don't remember what the name of the actress, but it was like Alfred Hitchcock's favorite actress, basically, to work with. Grace Kelly? I think it was Grace Kelly.
Grace
I
Kelly.
think it was Grace Kelly. She became the Princess of Monaco, and
Oh,
Nicole
God.
Kidman did a movie where she was acting for Grace Kelly, and there is a scene where she is like going through lines as if she was Grace Kelly practicing for a movie, and she's saying like the same line, like if you touch me again, like I can't handle it if you touch me again. And she says it like angry and sad and frustrated, and it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize how good of an actress she was. I
Okay.
knew she was good, but then seeing her say like one sentence and like 10 different emotions, I mean, it was amazing. She is a goddess. I love her.
I
And
forgot
she's
about that
fantastic in
movie.
this movie. So, yes, I watched that one without Jonathan, actually, which goes against exactly what we just said. I think that's the only movie that I have watched without you since we moved here.
Yes. And
Yeah.
I still watch part of it, actually.
He watched little bits of it with me. I watched it over a couple of days because I was watching it when I got back from work, which I get back from work before Jonathan, and he will kind of just come in halfway through, and then I stop, and then we do something else. And so one day he actually watched it with me, and I thought it was a fantastic movie. Are you ready to talk about our notes from the movie?
Notes,
Notes.
all of the notes.
Ooh, so many notes.
Notes the boats. The notes rock the boat.
Rock the boat. Okay. So I guess I'll go first.
Yeah.
I realized, just a note on my notes before I get started. I realized like half of my notes end with question marks. Because I was like, interesting. I'm confusing.
Interesting.
So that was just a note on my notes. And I also ended that one with a question mark. All of my notes ended with question marks after
Were they just
that.
questions and not statements?
No, it was like a statement that I was confused about. But
No.
I'm not going to start with that one because what I want to start with is I remember seeing these ads for this movie when they were coming out. I actively remember thinking, this is going to be a boring movie and I do not want to see it.
How could you think of that from the trailer?
That's actually what I thought of it from the trailer. So, yes, but because Nicole Kidman was in it and Anya was in it, I was more agreeable, more likely to agree to doing this with
Sex as
you.
much?
Not sexist. I just love them as actresses.
Yeah, I know.
I am not a huge fan of Ethan Hawke. I think he's a good actor, but I don't know. I think he's kind of a bad person. And I don't know who the other guys are. So, like, those are women that I really like in the career field. So, I mean, you really like Carey Mulligan. If she was in the movie, you would have been really excited about it.
That's true.
Like, you would watch a chick flick if it had Carey Mulligan in it just because you love her acting.
No, I just love her, Emmy.
I know. I had to, like, add acting to make myself feel better about myself. Okay. Something about this movie I did want to say was that I feel like that's how I start every single one of my sentences with this podcast. I'm like, something about the movie that
something.
I wanted to say. Well, let's get into something about the movie that I wanted to say. So I honestly did not like it until I changed my mindset about it.
Well, there you go.
So
Okay, no. Come on. How do you mean?
So I was like watching it. I was like, this is awful. Like none of this makes any sense. Like they just magically know shit and stuff just magically happens. But then I was like, wait, this is probably inspired after like a folklore story. And then once I realized that, I was like, oh yeah, I can dig it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like it. Like if I think of it that way, like a folk movie.
Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be like, it's like fantasy kind of just mm-hmm. inspired from folklore and, Hamlet.
Yeah. Oh, that's my trivia question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's fine. I'm fine. Moving on. Something else I want to talk about in the movie. Let's just talk about the opening scene. Why don't we? I did not like it.
I'm blanking on the opening scene because I watched half of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jonathan he hasn't seen it again since originally, but we watched like the second half of it today. And I had started watching it for myself. The opening scene was like a volcano and a dramatic monologue.
Oh, I liked it. I just kind of think it like kind of it set the stage for what you kind of knew the movie was going to be.
When I was watching it, I was by myself. Okay, I was by myself. And I pulled it up to start playing it. And the screen was like bright bubblegum pink. I was like, wait, there's no way.
Wait, our TV was pink?
Yeah, it was like I was playing the movie. It was bright pink. And I was like, this is no way that this is how it starts. I was like, but it's Robert Eggers. You never know. You don't know what he's going with. And I waited it out. And then all of a sudden, this dramatic monologue starts. And there's just a pink mound in the screen. I was like, there's no way
okay,
this is
Okay, first
right.
off, why was our TV pink?
I don't know. But I X'd it out. And I came back. And it was like black. And I was like, this seems right. This is Rob. So I was just like, I was like literally shook. Because for like a hot second there, I was like, is it supposed to be like this? Like, I thought it was totally intentional.
Just doused in neon colors.
I would not have been surprised. It was so weird.
That is concerning about our TV, though.
No, it was fine. I think it was a glitch with like Amazon. It was free on Amazon, too.
It was free?
Which I didn't know. Yeah. I thought we paid probably because it's an old movie. Not old, but a year ago. Like if it was a newer movie, probably.
True.
I don't know. But yeah, at first, I did not like it at all because the dialogue was so forced. But I guess that kind of makes sense because they were in this like forced family of happiness and this falsehood of a good family. And the dialogue was just so forced and awful.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
But then I guess it did relax once she ended up with the uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was with someone she actually wanted to be with. Maybe that's why it was like that. But I remember thinking, oh my God, the audio is so, not the audio, but the dialogue is like so forced. Did you have anything you want to talk about? Or are you just going to let me rant and rave like I did last time?
Oh, I have things to talk about, sure. But you can keep going if you want.
Go for it. Lay it on me.
First off, I want to say that Rob's first movie, The Witch, budget of like $5 million. The Lighthouse, $11 million. This budget, $90
million. Are you Googling these things? He's totally stealing my trivia
questions. Well, I knew The Lighthouse and this one is how to look up The Witch. I already knew that by design.
I love how when you inhale there, I could hear the mucus like suction in your throat. Did that actually happen?
No.
I literally, you inhaled and it was like, you know, like when you inhale mucus and it like clogs and you feel like you're going to choke. That's literally, I thought that's what you were doing right now.
Anyway, that is a huge range to go from $11 million to $90 million for a movie.
Because I read though that he was like working with, it wasn't really an independent film like he normally does, so that's why he had the budget for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he has the notoriety to do big films like that. He just didn't do them, I thought, by choice.
Well, I think The Lighthouse did get a lot of critical acclaim too, which helped in that manner.
To help him get this deal, so you think he was shooting for it?
There was a lot of conflict with like the distribution companies about how the film like should be made.
Well, that makes sense. Obviously, the distribution company wants to make money, and they don't want them to put films out that people aren't going to want to watch, or it's going to give them a bad name. I mean,
That's
if I
true,
was
but
working with him on a movie and I knew he had done The Lighthouse, I would be worried. I'm not going to lie. I'd be a little worried. What lamp oil is he drinking? That's what I'm going to say.
But from the like the director's point of view, like it's the I guess technically it's not the director's money, but it's the director's movie and like his vision. I
It's the
can see
producer's
both.
movie, though.
It's both, yes.
No, it's who has the money. It's their movie. They hire the director to film the movie. It's
Not
the
all the time,
producers. It's
no.
totally the producers. Unless the director is producing it.
But sometimes
A lot of
producers
times,
from,
directors produce their own movies.
oh yeah, for sure, like Christopher Nolan or Tarantino.
Steven Spielberg, name drop. I don't know. I think it's the producers who pull the strings. Also, I've never worked in the industry, though, so I have no idea what I'm talking about. So, one hot topic that I want to talk about that was just running throughout the whole film, and maybe I think this was to show what the dad and the son were truly like in their souls and in their blood. But I thought it does not make any sense to me. Okay? It makes no sense to me. I don't understand why dying in battle is honorable. Like, obviously, if it's your culture. I'm not crapping on anybody's culture. I'm not saying anything bad, but I didn't understand the way that they were doing it. Like, I would never want to die in my bed. That would be awful. I would only want to die in battle.
Because it's Viking culture. It's
I know, but I'm
for
like,
Valhalla, you know what I mean?
what that means is that you want your people and your culture to always be at war so that every person can die at war.
Yeah, it's not the most sustainable of
Yeah, are there Vikings
cultures.
left anymore?
I don't really think they're a thing. Sure, descendants.
I'm a descendant of Vikings. My mom is from her ancestry. She did one of the 23andMe's is from Vikings stuff.
Oh dang. So
Yeah.
like I'm blanking on the name. Eric, the dude who went to Greenland, the Viking.
I don't
I'm
know.
blanking
I
on the
don't know that
name.
story at all. I'm sorry.
Somebody's listening and
I
knows
don't know
it.
anything about my cultural history. I'm sorry. But I think that having peace and keeping a peaceful country is a lot harder to do and a lot more honorable than just dying by somebody killing you with a sword because they hate you. But I'm not trying to crap on anybody's culture. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I don't understand it. Maybe I've just never experienced it. I don't know.
I don't think I want to experience
I
it.
don't want to experience it either. No, thank you.
Cool
Thank you to
to look
all of
at.
those
It's cool to
people out there
fun.
fighting for us. We appreciate you.
Happy Veterans Day,
Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
everybody.
Okay, here's one of my statements where I just put question marks on the end of it. Okay.
Go ahead.
The wolf scene.
I'm blanking on the wolf scene again.
When his dad took him in a cave at the beginning when he was a
Oh yes,
kid,
with Willem
and they were
Dafoe.
like barking around with Willem Dafoe. I was
It
like,
was kind of
what?
like an initiation, I think, to like
Initiation into
to
what?
become a man. That's what I thought
Is
of it
that what your
as.
dad did with you?
Oh yeah, all the time. You
All
didn't
the
know
time.
that?
Don't you only get initiated once?
Well,
Is that why?
initiating
See,
for different
is that what the
things.
pool house is in the
How
backyard?
did you know?
That's what you guys use it for?
That, I don't know,
I always had a hunch.
that's what I thought of it as, like, and then Willem Dafoe's just there chilling. Anything Willem Dafoe in a Robert Eggers movie, he's always got to do something weird. I love
Yeah,
it.
I love how it was really just kind of like a little like, "Hey, Willem, bye. Here's my head." I loved that. That was fantastic. Okay, and then going on to the having to die in battle thing, I wanted to say something else off of that I thought of that made absolutely no sense to me. And the fact that his father said that you have to avenge me for whoever kills me, but I have to die in battle. So if you think about it, if he has to die in battle, his son will have to avenge him one day for whoever kills him. And then if his son will obviously think, well, I have to die in battle, well, I have to avenge, like my child will have to avenge me. So it's just this constant chain of them dying in battle and avenging each other. But if they keep going to battle to avenge each other, they're going to die, and then their kids are just going to have to keep avenging them. It's such a vicious cycle.
It is not sustainable.
I was back to the unsustainable.
This is just, we're all about sustainability.
This is not how we build a long-term civilization.
Reuse,
everybody. We
reduce,
really need to rethink.
Recycle.
Reuse, reduce, recycle. That was a good joke. Maybe we'll name this that.
I want to point out Alexander Skarsgård's workout routine.
Stop it! That was a trivia question!
I am on fire tonight.
Why are you? I told you you're not supposed to look up trivia.
I didn't look up any trivia. I literally...
I love the way that Jonathan was just holding his hand like, stop it!
The pinky.
Stay back.
The wishy finger hold.
You just...
Skin douche.
No, I would do the wishy finger hold. You were just putting your pinky up. You were making me have the ability to... I also don't think anybody can bend their pinky without bending their other fingers like Po did in Kung Fu Panda.
True.
But that's a movie
on.
For another podcast.
He got buff for this role, and it shows that
Po?
Scene.
Jack Black?
I wish.
Yeah, he was like very buff.
That scene when he raids the village and it's that one shot.
Yeah.
The cinematography is so good in that scene, and he like catches the spear and then throws it right back at the person.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's actually inspired by like a Viking folklore story.
Really?
It happens in an actual story, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's why they did it.
Of course it is. Cool. Good job, Robert.
Good job, Rob. Okay, time for another statement ending in a question mark. Skeleton Tree of Kings?
Bloodlines?
I did not understand.
She's showing the bloodline and the family tree ancestry.
But it was weird. It was like they took it as... It was like not at all the movie vibe. You know what I mean? To all of a sudden they're like in this space age inside your body with your heart and your blood vessels are building the tree.
So your spirit.
And they're all
yeah.
dead men. And he can magically like taste her blood and see it. I guess it makes sense in a folklore story. But I was just... When I first saw it, I was like, "Whoa!" I was not expecting that from this movie. It threw me off. That's for shizzle.
Which is...
And then also he could see his kids in the future. Whoa. And he's
yeah,
like,
that was
I'm
cool.
choosing both. No, you're not. The prophecy. The prophecy. What is that? How does that video go? The prophecy.
It's true. Or
it's
something.
True. Yeah, with the cat like flying. That is what this moment was. I was like, dude, you are redonk chonk. You are going to die
yeah,
if you leave.
That's kind of what like... Big point of the movie is like no matter what, like evil begets evil, and
yeah.
you can't choose your like you don't really choose your fate. You're just gonna keep killing and keep dying.
I wonder what our fate is. Ever thought about that? Do we have fate like they do? They had so much purpose.
That's just true. They were very driven, but
they
I don't
were.
Really want to be driven for that kind of purpose.
They were both just like troublemakers. You know what I mean?
Just low key troublemakers.
Troublemaker.
Pretty high key, actually.
Pretty high key. Okay, I thought this was so weird. He had to summon a dead man to find a special weapon to kill his uncle.
Yeah, so
I didn't understand it.
I thought it was just kind of like just like another step like towards like his journey. I'm not really sure the physics behind that because when after he attacks him and he kills him by pushing him into the light with like an axe in his back. Then he's back sitting in a chair and he just takes a sword.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. That happened a few times. Something would happen and then all of a sudden it would switch back and it hadn't happened.
Yeah, it's like he was imagining it or it was happening in like some kind of metaphysical spirit world.
What does metaphysical mean?
No idea.
Why did you say it?
Sounds cool.
Wait, I need to know what metaphysical means. I gotta look it
I
up
I feel
right
like
now.
I'm pretty close with it though.
Wait, I gotta look it up. Wait, you do it. My phone is gonna die.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Metaphysical definition.
Definition. Baby.
Relating to metaphysics.
What is metaphysics?
Thanks, Google.
Thanks, Google.
The branch of philosophy that deals with the first principles of things, including abstract concepts.
Of course,
such as
the first principle of things.
Being, knowing, substance, cause, identity, time, and space.
Okay, so it was metaphysical. So any... I still don't get it. So it's the physics of existing? I don't know.
Essentially.
I'm not good at that kind of stuff, y'all. I literally went to engineering school, and I'm terrible at physics. Physics gets very complicated very quickly. Just got to say.
I don't like physics. I never took it, but I don't like it.
All right, moving on.
Any more notes?
I was wondering, when the actors read this script for this movie, how did they not just think, like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Like, the script was so weird sometimes. I should have written down some of the really weird quotes. But I was like, how did these actors literally read the script and, like, seriously be like, yes.
If I was an actor, I would say yes.
Like, Nicole Kidman was like, my son, I love you. You love me. Let's kill everybody and then go live together. Psych, I hate you.
Come on, it was such, like, a different role for her. It was like...
No, she has done so many crazy roles that there is no different role for Nicole Kidman. Every role is a different role for her.
She transcends roles.
She is a metaphysical... She breaks metaphysics boundaries. But you can't say that Nicole Kidman is playing a different role because she always is like that. You can't say that phrase for her.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of actors admire the way Robert Eggers, the way he puts so much time and effort into the history and like making it true.
Oh, for sure. He does a great job with like making sure he fact checks himself.
Mm-hmm.
Fact check. Okay. Ready for another statement with a question mark?
Don't ask.
Zombies? Like the dead guy.
You're holding the sword?
Yes.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
I know, but I'm like, where did that come from? Where did it go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
I hate that song.
I was just like, I did not see it coming. And I just wanted to mention that there were zombies. And also, I didn't understand, going off of the zombies thing, his deadness sword, the sword that was undead and that you could only use at night.
I didn't catch it. He could only use it at night.
Yeah, I thought that he could only use it at nighttime, and that's why he was always wreaking havoc at night. But then, plot hole, when he was at the gates of hell, he pulled it out during the daytime. Because you remember that one guy couldn't pull it out of the sheath?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought that you weren't allowed to do it during daytime.
I guess that makes sense because when he saved Olga, he didn't take it out. He just hit and wreaked havoc with the sword in the sheath.
Yeah.
Which is pretty badass.
I didn't even recognize that. I didn't even notice that.
No.
Yeah. I didn't think he could take it out during the day, but then he did at the gates of hell, so I wonder what that means.
Mm.
Probably some metaphysical, you know, transcending the laws of metaphysics.
It was probably close to evening at that point, I would think. When they get to the volcano, it's pitch black, and they're both naked.
Yeah, I didn't understand why they stripped to go to the fight, but that's a topic for another time.
I loved it.
Okay. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to talk about this. You ready? Are you ready? Why was it that he met, I don't know, 16,000 different he witches, she witches, you know what I mean? Witches?
16,000?
He met a million witches.
Oh, he didn't meet...
Every time he met a witch, they would go, what was his name again? Amleth. Amleth. They'd go, Amleth, son of blah, blah, blah. So good to see you. You're still alive.
Like, it's all about the prophecy.
Every single one saw him. But then, for some reason, the one at his uncle's house was like, the dark magic. I don't know what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, they literally see this random guy, and they're like, I know who you are. But he just had a really crappy she-witch at his place. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, they all knew instantly who he was.
Let that be a lesson. Get a good witch, guys.
Yeah, you gotta keep a good witch around, y'all. You can't be getting those. She probably wasn't even certified. She thought, oh, it's in the back country. No one's gonna ask for my references.
And also, I forgot to mention Bjork, who hasn't been in a movie since, like, Dancer in the Dark, which is a very controversial Lars von Trier movie. She hasn't been in a movie since then. She's, like, a Dutch actress/singer. Let me look her
up.
Oh,
my gosh, I've heard of Bjork.
Bjork, like, really?
A singer. Yeah, I've heard of Bjork, singer, Bjork, not the actress.
She was one of the witches.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Love that for her.
She's been in 37 movies.
Keep it relevant, you know? Yeah, I've heard of her before. She's mm-hmm. like a really famous singer.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that. Okay, something I want to talk about. I wanted to say this when we were watching it, but I didn't because I couldn't talk about the podcast, but I wanted to say it so bad because I had a prediction that I was so right about. I knew that his mother really loved the uncle.
Really? Because that caught me out of left field. I thought that was
I wanted to say it so bad.
really.
Yes. I was like, oh, I wanted to predict it because, like, I always hate it when you, like, are at the end of the movie and Jonathan does this all the time.
Oh boy.
We'll be watching a movie and we'll get to the end. He was like, I knew it. I'm like, you didn't say it before it happened, though, so I don't believe you.
Yeah, because I didn't want to spoil it for you.
It's whatever. I don't think that's true at all because normally your predictions are not right and mine are right because I was totally right that she did not love Ethan Hawke. And Ethan Hawke always plays a bad guy. I'm going to lay it down
That
there.
is just not true.
He always
Have
plays a
you
bad
ever
guy.
seen Gattaca?
Yeah, he was not a good guy in Gattaca.
Fine.
He might have been the best guy of all the guys, but he was not a good guy in Gattaca.
Has Willem Dafoe ever played a good guy?
Willem Dafoe doesn't play bad guys. He just kind of plays
Weird
weird guys.
guys.
Yeah. He just plays weird guys.
He's pretty good in Aquatic Life of something's
What?
Aquatic Life. What's that Wes Anderson
Oh, I know what
movie?
you're talking about. One of the older Wes Andersons.
Yeah.
I tried watching it and I couldn't get into it. It was a little too out there for me. And I'm a big Wes Anderson fan.
It's like Steve
Does
something.
he have a new movie coming out? Do you know? I just want
Who?
to.
Willem Dafoe?
Wes.
Oh yeah, it's called Asteroid City. It's
When does it
got
come out?
2023.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
It's
excited.
got Margot Robbie, Maya Hawke.
Oh, I'm kind of over Margot Robbie.
I'll never be over
She
Margot
isn't.
Robbie.
Stop. She's
Kidding.
actually so gorgeous. I don't want you talking about her. You're like,
Mm-hmm.
moving on. Okay, I had a prediction about the ship scene. So when Anya and Alexander, I only know their real names,
Amleth and Olga.
Alexander and Anya, they're on the boat.
Tried.
And Alexander's like, I gotta go. I gotta go. It's my fate. It's my destiny. And she's like, no, stay. I was like, I bet you every single woman watching this movie is thinking, why would he leave? He needs to stay. And I bet you every single man watching the movie was like,
Go. You gotta go,
go! You gotta
obviously.
go! Because you want to see a shirtless fight scene.
In a volcano with swords? Of course we
I
do.
just like I thought it was so funny because I was like, I know Jonathan is sitting here like, leave. You've got to go. Get out of here. And I'm sitting here like, this woman has to raise twins alone. Like, she has to be pregnant with twins alone. Like, I can't even imagine.
Really funny you were thinking
You
that.
didn't even think that? What were you
No.
thinking? Were you like, you need to go, man. You got to go.
You gotta go, man. There's no other option.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, literally.
Your
Oh my
destiny is
gosh.
calling.
Also, I have a do you know how in like Disney movies they like connect all the movies with random little like
Easter eggs?
Easter eggs? Yes, they
Yes.
connect all
Like
the movies.
Pixar?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Pixar. Well, I have an Easter egg from this movie, everybody, and I hope you're ready. Who is this little woman queen going to be?
What are you talking
The
about?
little woman queen, his daughter. Who is she? How does she connect to another series?
I don't know.
She is Rhaenyra of House Targaryen. That is who she is. That's all I could think of when I saw her. I was like, Rhaenyra! I am so lame. Everything I see, I connect to the Game of Thrones. Oh my
Not
god, I'm
lame.
the worst.
You're cultured in Game of Thrones now. It's
I
important.
love Game of Thrones. Oh my gosh, this annoyed me so much. We're gonna get into my pet peeve with this movie. How many times could he have killed his uncle and he just didn't?
It was.
He just didn't. Like, I swear it was like 5 times. I had to go through my notes and delete like 3 different sections where I had written, why doesn't he just kill his uncle?
It was more about exacting revenge, like in different ways, and like haunting him and causing him pain and terror than just killing him right away. Because he didn't think he deserved an easy death. That's what I think.
I think that's deluded. Like, he's risking his life just to ruin this guy's life.
Yeah, plenty of people do it all the time.
It was really
I'm
bothering
not
me. I
defending
was like,
those
you could kill
actions, but
him
I'm just
right now. And
my
then, like,
opinion.
he literally just runs into a sea of people. I mean, I guess he did it to get to let Olga escape.
True, that time.
And when I was watching it, though, I was like, Olga, you're gonna leave him? Like, but it was intentional. I love that they were in love, and then he ruined it because he had to go fight a battle shirtless.
I just want to say the cinematography in this is gorgeous. And I think they filmed in Iceland, I want to say. But yeah, no complaints from the cinematography. The scene in the beginning where they're on the boat about to attack the village, you know how it's like a shot with trees facing the water and you see the boat come in like
Yeah,
from
exactly, yeah.
yeah, so that's like one continuous shot and They had to like carefully put the camera in the boat, and the people rowing had to be super careful not to hit
Oh my
the
gosh. But
cameraman.
they were rowing so intensely. Oh my
That
goodness.
shot took like a lot of tries.
I can imagine that would take a million tries.
Because it went from like a crane to like a drone or something. I don't
it
remember
went
the
onto a drone.
Logistics. Yeah, I think
That's
so.
Crazy. There's no way.
Maybe not a drone.
That would
It
be
was
a
something
really
else.
strong drone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that
I don't
happens
know.
a lot.
That's crazy. Okay. One thing I wanted to talk about, which I just thought was interesting that I noticed, was his son, the uncle's son. What was his name? Thryer or something?
Thorier?
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 Yeah, Thorier.
Ryan, yeah.
He, like, they made him out to be such a dipshit, you know? Like, he was so annoying. And he literally, like, when he met Alexander.
Amleth.
When he met Amleth, he was like, don't look me in the eye, slave. And then literally the next conversation he has with Amleth, he's like, look me in the eye. Can you fight? Like, I was like, it was like,
weird.
It made him out to be like an idiot and inconsistent and and like a hollow person. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't notice that.
I thought it was so interesting that, like, I thought that was very smart writing in the script.
That's a good
to
note.
To make him extremely contradictory and, like, he's obviously, like, just a waste of space. Human.
Yeah.
I didn't like
That's
him.
That's good.
Oh, and then I also thought it's interesting to compare Olga to his mother, because they're both slaves who've become like the obsession of these
muses.
The muses of these like gory kings. And then they both end up being destroyed by it, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
I
That's a good comparison.
And I thought one thing I did not expect was that his mother was going to be a slave. And I expected her to not like him, but I thought she'd just be like a prissy princess.
Yeah.
Prissy princess.
Princess time.
Did you have any more comments you want to talk about?
Yeah. That scene with where Nicole Kidman like reveals that, like, no, she wanted her husband dead the whole time. She is so good in that scene. Like, Oscar worthy.
Oh, the screamy, like, crazy lady scene? Yeah. She is
terrifying.
She's an icon. She is amazing. I don't know how she does it.
Shout out to The Mountain, Game of Thrones.
Yes, Jonathan,
Kicking
every time
ass,
he sees
usual.
Like a giant man in a movie, he's like, it's the mountain. And it was the mountain.
It
this
was this time. Well, he wasn't in Babylon, though. I messed that up.
Oh, really? I would have bet more money that he was in Babylon than this. It's funny. He's just the go to, like, I need a giant man. How do we get the
mountain?
I wonder if people call him the mountain in Hollywood.
Probably.
I don't know. He's a cool
guy.
He
has an actual name.
He's awesome.
I do have one fun fact. I'm wondering if it's going to steal one of yours.
It's fine. I only have like two left, so.
Alexander Skarsgård also stars as Eric Northman in the HBO series True Blood, which is very ironic.
Oh,
it's about vampires, apparently.
I think that's a very good fun fact.
What, Eric Northman? And he's in a movie? The main character called The Northman?
I don't know. It's just a little face value, you know.
So are you.
I know I am, at least I admit it.
Also, always good to see Ralph Ineson. He was in The Witch with Robert Eggers.
Who is that?
He was the captain of the ship where Olga and Amleth were when they were leaving.
He had a very small role, yeah.
Cool. The volcano fight, absolutely crazy. The screaming.
I was not even watching it. I was so bored.
That whole scene.
Oh my god, what was genius though was how he stabbed him in the heart. You didn't realize it. So he cut the guy's head off and he's standing there.
Yeah.
And you think the guy's body is just holding the sword up, but he actually stabbed him in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was very smart.
That's true.
I thought it was awesome. That was really good. Are you ready for trivia?
Yes.
Get down on it. Okay. I had 9 questions. Now I don't know how many I have. So we're just going to see what happens. And we're going to go through one by one. So, what do historians think of the portrayal of Vikings in this movie?
What do historians?
Yes.
Accurate.
Accurate. Okay, a specific historian, a professor, an archaeologist, Neil Price, said that it might be the most accurate Viking movie ever made.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty cool.
And I like how it wasn't like, oh, they have horns on their helmets and stuff. Like, they were just like normal people. And they kind of had, like, Viking-ish boats.
Yeah.
So I guess that must have been the mindset of Vikings. Like, you have to die in battle and get vengeance.
It was to reach Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Also, I love the scene with, like, the Valkyrie riding on the horse, like, into the gates of
Multiple
Valhalla.
Times, yeah.
Times.
So,
Love that imagery.
why did Valkyria,
Excuse me.
Kirha? I don't know. The guy riding to Valhalla. What's his name?
Oh, the Valkyrie?
The Valkyrie, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Valkyrie?
Woman.
Why did she have braces?
That is a good question. Maybe she really needed some dental work.
So,
I don't know.
tricks on you, she didn't.
It's a style
Trick
choice.
question. It's actually a dental marking that has been found on real Vikings,
Oh,
like
shit.
historically found Vikings. They would carve it on their teeth and then they put pigment in it.
Oh,
And
that's
all that
cool.
I can think is like, well, what if you, wouldn't that just make your teeth so sensitive? You know, like you're cutting down almost to like get closer to the nerve and then your teeth are going to be sensitive all the time. You don't brush your teeth. I don't
I
know.
don't like
Just the idea of doing that
thinking
is like
about that.
really disgusting to me.
No.
It was, I can't think about it. Moving on. Okay. What were actually advantages of the pandemic halting movie production in March 2020?
I don't know. What?
There's two. Can you think of anything?
Advantages. Did they so they halted production on this or
Yeah, they were going to start in March of 2020 and then they halted it because of the
weather?
pandemic. And there were two things that it was like, oh, I guess that actually kind of worked out well.
Weather?
No.
I don't know.
One, it would weather the set more. So it would look more natural and old and like it's been there a while.
Oh.
And two, they could grow their beards out extra long,
That's
which I
also
thought was
that's
funny.
funny.
How long is the shot of the Slavic town raid and how many takes did it require?
It's one. Is it one shot? Because I thought I saw one cut in it.
It's a one
It's
shot.
a one shot? Okay.
Yeah. He did a lot of one shots in this movie,
Right.
which are very impressive always. Very expensive. Very impressive.
A lot of planning. It probably took, I don't know, 20 times? I don't know.
Well, how long is the scene too?
Oh, it's at least 2 minutes long.
It's 4 minutes
And
long.
4 minutes long.
Isn't that crazy? I don't know. I thought that was
I
crazy.
love that
And it
scene.
took him 25 times.
25.
4 minutes. 25 times. And I mean, they'd have to reset up every time. It's not like, oh, 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 4 minutes. It's like 4 minutes, an hour of resetting up. 4 minutes, an hour. Like, I can't even imagine it.
Oh,
Ugh, I
that
would just
scene.
like
I
the
love that
pressure.
scene.
I couldn't do that.
I mean, he just looks like a beast in that scene, and
Well,
then
that's
he
what sets up his character for being
rips the
like
guy's throat
just,
out with his teeth.
he's a
Oh.
tool of destruction, basically. How did Alexander Skarsgård train for the movie?
Heavily.
He worked out 6 days a week for 6 months.
Sounds about right.
That is crazy. 6 days a week for 6 months. Did he have nothing else he was doing?
People, yeah, commit
I
to the
mean, he
role.
probably had to work out really hard. I can't even imagine. I don't know.
Not a good trainer. A lot of good movie trainers, a lot of popular ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like they would get paid a bunch of money. A lot of actors' job is to look a certain way. Ugh, I couldn't do that. I would hate myself too much.
I could, I just don't.
Well, you wouldn't even need them. I mean, you're just so goddamn gorgeous.
I know, my physique is excellent.
Okay, moving
Paramount.
on. Okay, these are some interesting fun facts, actually. What? I'm gonna save the best one for last, actually. We're gonna go for a normal one and then a really interesting one because this one I thought was cool. What was the weirdest ancestor shown in Amleth's family tree?
The weirdest? I have no idea. I don't know.
He had a werewolf in his ancestry.
That's dope.
I know. If
That's cool.
only. If only. I thought it was really interesting.
Wonder how that conception came up.
I don't want to know.
Anyway.
Moving on. Final question, kind of a two for one, but I thought this was really interesting. How much older than Alexander Skarsgård is Nicole Kidman?
She
Keep
is
in mind, she played his mother.
8 years older.
9 years
Oh,
older.
huh, that's really close.
I mean, what's terrible is that, I mean, it could actually be reasonable for the timeline if she had been a child bride, but considering it's today's times, that's ridiculous. And what was their relationship to each other when they acted together, Alexander and Nicole, in Big Little Lies?
They were husband and wife.
Yeah, imagine that.
That's weird.
Playing someone's husband in one movie and then their mother in another.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was
I heard that
redonkulung.
show's really good.
I know.
That was his, like.
I tried to watch it like once and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try it. We're watching Jack Ryan right now.
I'm rewatching
It's
for her.
easy to watch. I don't
It
know.
is easy.
It's just an easy watch. And I mean, John Krasinski is a good actor, so I don't know. It's crazy. That's all my trivia
Crazy.
questions, though.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We did not say what we were going to do and decide a movie before we were going to do the podcast
Yes, we
for
did. I
next
thought we
week.
decided on that one.
Which one?
The one that they're showing at the State
Oh,
Theater.
right. Armageddon Time.
How do you feel about that?
Good.
I would totally do it. It's got some good actors. He's in it
Directed
again.
by James Gray, starring Anthony Hopkins, Anne Hathaway, and Jeremy Strong.
All the goods. All the goods.
Goods.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. We're gonna do the, what was it called again? I was gonna say the Andromeda Strain.
I don't really
Classic,
feel like talking about that
fantastic
movie.
movie. That movie is pretty good though. For like
It's all
sci-fi
right.
of the time, I think it's great.
Your dad goes on and on about it,
My
though,
dad
yeah.
really likes it. But that's because it came out when it was relevant to him when it came out, you
It's
know?
true.
For us, we're watching it with the sci-fi movies of today. It just doesn't really compare. But
Armageddon
soon we're
time.
going to say the same thing. We're going to be 50 years old and be talking about
Inception.
like Inception, and everybody's going to be like, the CGI is awful, and it's already dated in Inception. The scene with the book leaves flying, it's
Oh,
dated
yeah.
already, yeah. When she's like in a Parisian street.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't want to acknowledge it.
Jonathan is in a state of denial right now. We all go through these phases of grief. You just have to let it happen. I wonder
No.
what rage is going to be like.
You don't want to see that.
When Jonathan's mad, he's just quiet. Like you don't say anything. You just shut down. So are we in this phase now? I did not. I'm literally. I'm such an idiot. I didn't think about that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I am really craving some ice cream right now. So I think we should end the podcast.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye, buddy.
Bye.